The blogosphere honors computer science pioneer Ada Lovelace. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. It's probably not on your calendar, but tomorrow is Ada Lovelace Day. It's an international day of blogging to celebrate the achievements of Lovelace and those of all women in science and technology. Lovelace was born in 1815, the daughter of poet Lord Byron, although she never had a relationship with her father. A mathematician, Lovelace worked on Charles Babbage's early mechanical general-purpose computer, the analytical engine. She wrote the first algorithm intended to be processed by a machine and is therefore considered by many to be the world's first computer programmer. Jennifer Bomback is a user experience consultant from Minneapolis. She plans to blog about women and technology on Ada Lovelace Day.
I've had a long-time love affair with Lady Ada. I was actually Lady Ada for my wedding. My husband and I got married in a Halloween wedding, costume wedding, and he was Charles Babbage, and I was Lady Ada, Countess of Lovelace. And I've always thought it was pretty amazing what she did before, you know, any of us had any tools like we have today. We can't even imagine what her reality was like, yet she was still, writing programs and doing this work.
Also celebrating Ada Lovelace Day are Nancy Lyons and Megan Wilker, who write the Geek Girl's Guide on the Web. First, Megan Wilker.
I think it's just important for us as women to kind of recognize the other women that have influenced us throughout our careers. And I think on the technology side, it's pretty well known that there are far fewer women than men. So I think it's good to sort of put a spotlight on the other women that are in technology, partially just to recognize their influence on our careers, but also to, encourage younger women into this as a career path.
Nancy, what is it, do you think, that prevents more women from entering technical fields?
Well, you know, Megan and I were just talking about this morning because we have a lot of young women that are starting out in their careers come to us for informational interviews. Certainly we go through the hiring process and we get an opportunity to meet people out there that are looking for opportunities. And one of my biggest gripes is, women present themselves differently than men, and they recognize opportunities in a different way. And I see it every single day. One of the things that we're probably going to make mention of in our blog for Ada Lovelace Day is the idea that men can walk into a job interview or an informational interview and present themselves as knowledgeable pretty much across the board. Even if they have no idea what they're talking about, they recognize that they've got an opportunity to do the homework and find out what they're missing and add it to their portfolio. Whereas women, I think, are just 100% honest all the time. And so if they don't know something, they don't, they acknowledge that. And I think women, by their very nature, are sort of perfectionists. And so they sort of feel like they have to know everything there is to know before they put themselves in a position of pursuing, technology opportunities, especially in the job force. I think what they have to be more open to is learning on the job.
Nancy Lyons is president and CEO of Clockwork Active Media Systems, a Minneapolis-based web development shop. We also heard from Megan Wilker, managing director of Clockwork. Together, they write the Geek Girl's Guide. Tomorrow is Ada Lovelace Day. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.